NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. State officials worry that conditions are ripe for a bad fire season.
It was very, very dry this winter, as everyone knows. The governor just last week issued an executive order on drought,
said New Mexico State Forester Laura McCarthy, and then warned,
fire spread is typically more extreme when you have daytime highs in the 95 and above, and we're headed towards that.
And with the governor making national headlines by deploying the National Guard in Albuquerque to help fight crime, some worry that it will take critical dollars away from future emergencies like wildfire management. But McCarthy said the $2.25 million it will cost for the National Guard deployment doesn't mean resources will run out for fire or flooding emergencies. An adjunct general of the New Mexico National Guard, Major General Miguel Aguilar, agreed.
Historically, there hasn't been a year in an emergency, and we've lived through COVID, Hermit's Peak, Half Canyon, you know, Rio Oso, followed by Roswell flood, fire, you know, followed by snowstorms, and we haven't exhausted those funds.
He said that in cases like the South Fork and salt fires and flooding, the necessary funding should still be in place.
We'll continue to have conversations with, you know, from the executive side of the legislature and the Legislative Finance Committee to ensure that New Mexico's is postured as best we can, you know, to fill in whatever gaps, you know, we need.
And a Roswell Girl Scout managed to accomplish something that many lawmakers did not in the recent legislative session. She got a bill signed by the governor. And Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham was in Roswell last week for a ceremony presenting a framed and signed copy of House Bill 468 that was unanimously passed in both chambers. The legislation sets in law guidelines for the proper retirement of a damaged New Mexico flag. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is NTD Radio News.